afternoons is Ketchel Cook, and we're looking up a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here in the observatory with Kajs Dartz, who is a visiting scientist for LIGO, the Laser Interferometry Gravitational Wave Observatory, where interesting things have been happening lately. Now, Kajs is here, he's actually based in Phoenix, Arizona, but he's here also with the Square Kilometer Array Project. Today we're talking about these gravitational wave detectors, and Kai's going to explain to us what a gravitational wave is, in fact. And we've only known about them for a short while, and we've only been able to detect them for a couple of years. So good afternoon, Kai.
Hi, thank you for having me, Ketchel. Appreciate it.
Now, gravitational waves, there was another one, I think the fourth one, detected just yesterday. So tell us, what are these momentous events?
The detection actually took place on the 14th of August of this year. The announcement was yesterday from Italy, which is from the Virgo detector. And this detection was unique in that it was the first time that all three of the active gravitational wave detectors were online and were able to co-register that detection event. So that gives us an increase in the ability to localize that, the source of that event, on the sky. So when you have just two detectors, you end up with a relative ring of possibilities for where that source came from, the gravitational wave source. When you have three detectors, it drastically reduces the amount of sky possibility for where that source is, from hundreds of square degrees down to just a few dozen square degrees. We're not looking for a type of light. It's actually completely separate from the electromagnetic spectrum. So modern astronomy to this point, prior to gravitational waves, is looking anywhere within the electromagnetic spectrum, from radio to optical to ultraviolet to X-ray and gamma ray. And also neutrinos give us the ability to look for events happening in particle astronomy. And this, gravitational wave astronomy, is outside of all of those. It's an actual fluctuation in what we call the fabric of space-time itself. So instead of looking at something that's passing through space-time, we're looking at the fluctuation, the waves propagating through space-time itself. And it's a very difficult thing to picture in our heads, because we're not creatures that can sense this the way we can sense visual light.
And these waves, they have origins. Things started these waves. They're not, and they're going on around us all the time. And it's part of how the universe kind of shifts around. It's how it behaves.
Correct. So technically speaking, any object that is in motion is creating gravitational waves. But we're only able to see objects that are incredibly massive. And these events, for instance, the very first detection of these two black holes merging, it was two black holes that were approximately 26 and 30 solar masses, meaning 30 times the mass of our sun, moving at half the speed of light. And when they collided, the amount of energy given off, if we could see it, would have been brighter than all the stars in the universe combined for that moment. It's an incredible amount of energy given off. And only with events like that are we able to detect these gravitational waves. And even then, the propagation of the waves at our relative distance from that source is incredibly weak. And the best analogy I've heard is, if you were to take all the sand on all the beaches on the planet and put it on a scale, and you added just one more grain of sand, that's the sensitivity of the LIGO instruments.
Good grief. That is hard to conceive of, actually.
It is. All of this is difficult to conceive of, which is why we have machines doing it for us, because it's just breathtaking what these instruments are able to do.
And now we've found, we've detected evidence of the fourth gravitational wave. And have these all had the same origin? In other words, colliding black holes?
To date, yes. The four events that we've detected through gravitational wave astronomy have all been merging black holes. That's correct.
And this heralds a whole new epoch of astronomy now, a whole new way of looking at the universe and finding out how it behaves and what it's made of and its origins and so on. So just as radio observatories and radio telescopes, they extend the electromagnetic spectrum and found all kinds of new things in the universe. These gravitational wave detectors are also going to find new things in the universe. And it's extraordinary that this cutting-edge science, that it's happening here in Cape Town, here in South Africa. It's wonderful.
The square kilometer array is very much a part of this multi-messenger astronomy, as is the SAO, and SALT and the wonderful telescope arrays that are on the plateau in Sutherland are all involved in multi-messenger astronomy, both now and in the future.
That's wonderful. So thank you very much for coming to Cape Town and for talking to us here on Fine Music Radio, Kai Starts.
Thank you for having me.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.